Hey there. In today's podcast, we are going to talk about self-defense and wellness. It is so important for you to be able to defend yourself. It includes everything and encompasses everything it is in wellness. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, sharing mindful tips on homeschool, wellness, and making money online, learning how to be confident and comfortable in your own skin, mindful living one day at a time. Are you ready to create the life that you want? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. Hey there. So here we are again. We are going to talk about self-defense. Now, oftentimes we like to segment everything, put everything in different little boxes, but we can't talk about wellness without talking about self-defense, because it is a part of your wellness. Now, as I am recording this podcast, it's one of those podcasts where it's busy today, it's on a Sunday, and got a new phone, and my new microphone doesn't work, so I'm out here, outside, but where I am, it's a little busy, so you may hear some cars going by, you may hear some music, you may hear a bunch of different things, and the birds are always nice. But I want to really just talk a little bit about self-defense. Now, a lot of times people don't like to talk about that with wellness, because they, when you think of wellness, you want to think about all the sweet, loving, foo-foo little things about wellness as far as food, and that's a big part, and about your whole well-being, mindfulness, all the things. But somehow people skip over self-defense. Now, that's part of your whole well-being. You need to learn how to defend yourself, especially now living in these times. There's a lot of things going on, and not to say that you are looking for trouble or you're expecting it, but it's just like any other thing. You have some things in place just in case. And it's just using wisdom as well. Now, if you live in a place where you feel like, oh, I'm just safe, I don't need to focus on self-defense, you're living in a bubble, because it doesn't matter where you live or what type of area you live in. Everyone needs to know how to defend themselves if it's necessary, if by chance something happens and you need to do so. So what we're going to talk about as far as self-defense in this aspect, in this podcast, we're going to talk about martial arts. And the reason why, because a lot of people get involved with martial arts. There's all different types of styles, and you can find some examples on my directory. It's under the portion when it talks about defending yourself. There's a portion in my wellness directory on howtoliveintime.com where it talks about that, and there's different styles to choose from. And we're not going to go into which style is best, because when it comes down to it, it's really your own personal preference as to what you feel that is the best for you and the best for you to learn. But we're going to talk about martial arts, because there's so many places that you can go to. Some offer, you know, discounted classes, or maybe the first class free. There's a lot of different options when it comes to martial arts. Also, now that where we actually go to, they're offering online modern day martial arts, how to get your, it's modern day black belts, and just a lot of people are starting to do those things online. Of course, the dynamics are a little different, because maybe you don't have children, or maybe you're live alone, and it may be a little difficult to practice those different techniques with a partner, with someone. But of course, you could always, go to other than, do things online, watching a video. You could always try to find those free classes where you could, join in and maybe talk to someone, and maybe they'll have like a workshop, a self-defense workshop, something like that. But it's imperative for you to learn how to defend yourself. And in this day and age, there's no excuse if you can't find something that you can cling to. A lot of moves, sometimes you don't want to try those at home. If you go into a dojo, you may, some moves, if you're not experienced, you may not want to, necessarily go for those. But there are basic moves that you can do that can help protect yourself if need be. So I highly encourage you, for your safety, for your well-being, to actually take some type of self-defense class or a formal martial arts class where you can actually learn it. I'll include some information in the actual show notes where you, if it's something that you want to do online, you can actually get the classes and do those things online, led by professional instructors. So you can ensure that it's things that are tried and true, that have been very beneficial to a lot of people, and they're trained and they can advise you on how to take, those special measures to make sure that you are safe and operating in a safe environment. So let me know what you think about this. A lot of times, sometimes people shy away from this type of thing, or shy away from this conversation. Let me know on howtoliveintime.com what you think. Do you think it's necessary to add, self-defense slash martial arts to your toolkit of wellness? I know one of the part of our mantra that we use is we only use martial arts for self-defense and age-defying health. And so all of that encompasses part of my wellness toolkit, along with the food and mindful meditation. But overall, that's all a part of being more mindful living one day at a time, one day at a time. Also, if you homeschool or if you have children, if you want to add those different things, if they're obtaining their black belt or doing some type of community service through martial arts, you can put those type of things on their resume, because it shows that they are dedicated, they have discipline to actually do different things and go through a martial arts training. And right now it's a lot of traffic, and that's one of my little pet peeves. People like to just hang out the window when they're driving. It's like, is that really necessary? Like, do you have to have your music that loud and drive by? But anyway, I digress. But again, martial arts is another way to show that you are disciplined, putting that on your resume, putting that on your resume as if you're homeschooling your children. That's a good way to show that they're doing something productive with their time and their discipline. And of course, there's always lots of opportunities with martial arts as well. So I'll put more information in the show notes, and let me know what you think about this. Do you think it's necessary to add martial arts as part of your wellness toolkit? All right, so this was a short podcast today. Let me know if you like shorter podcasts or you like those that are 15 minutes plus. I want to make sure I have a variety because I know some people are busy as well. But let me know which type of podcast you like as well. So I'll leave information in the show notes. I like to hear conversations and what people think about these podcasts. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.